He didn't have to speak a foreign tongue to see what was going through her mind. Body language and her alien form told him everything he needed to know. Expressions flitted across her face, illustrating escalating tension, finally deciding on panic. Perhaps a dangerous situation for both of them, depending on how it might manifest. "It's okay. Relax. I know you can't understand me, but look at me," Tag gestured to himself. "I won't hurt you. I'm new here, too." He spoke softly without fear or concern for his well-being, and it seemed to work. Her expression shifted from panic to slight uncertainty as he grinned. Maybe I should tone it down, he thought. Maybe I look grotesque to her. He faced her palms up to show he didn't possess a weapon, and she relaxed, a small timid smile on her lips. "Good. We're making progress," he pointed to his chest. "Tag." Again, "Tag." A bigger smile. It crossed his mind that a smile may be a form of aggression in her culture, but he didn't think so. It didn't fit. She was obviously bright enough to figure out he was naming himself. The alien creature pointed at her own chest. "Tillet." Her voice was high-pitched with a slight clicking element to it. Of course, he couldn't get it exactly right, but he figured he was close. Tag nodded while pointing at her. "Tillet." As he spoke her name, her widening smile turned into a deep, guttural laugh. "Excellent. Who cares if she thinks I'm an idiot? As long as I can communicate with her, it's all good." Undeterred, Tag felt a sense of achievement for breaking the ice between them. Victories don't need to be big, he reminded himself. Take them as they come. He figured trying to approach her might be counterproductive, and he didn't want to lose the small bit of progress they made so far. So he sat, patting the spot next to him. It was up to her. Tillet scanned the area, determining the risk factor should she decide to approach him. After all, he was an alien, a big alien, much larger than she. He sat looking at her. She studied him for a few moments before taking him up on his offer. Finally, she walked toward him, then plunked down, facing him in a sitting position only a few feet away. Tag viewed her actions as another victory, attributing it to his sparkling personality or something like that. It didn't matter. He was just happy to have company. They sat in silence, both wondering what to say. Just as Tag opened his mouth, Tillet uttered a series of sounds resembling words, combined with clicks, humming, and other noises he couldn't quite equate as elements of conversation. The bottom line was, he had no idea what she said. But that didn't matter either, because of the large animal moving through the brush, huffing as it passed. Oh, shit. Tag recognized the sound as that of a bear. At that moment, a large black bear emerged into the meadow, followed by two playful cubs heading directly for Tag and Tillet. Unsure of the potential danger to her offspring, the bear launched into protective mode, indicating a charge towards the possible threat. It took a second, but Tag leapt up, extending his hand, pulling Tillet to her feet. They lit out across the meadow, heading for the nearest stand of trees. Neither looked back. They didn't need to, because a pissed-off mama bear chasing them made a lot of noise. Oh yeah, she was there all right. Tag led Tillet into the forest to their right, dodging trees, looking for cover. That's it. I hope she can climb. A large tree loomed in front of them, with branches stretched close to the ground. At a dead run, he steered her towards it, squeezing her hand as a signal something was coming up. She got the message, and she let go of his hand and leapt at the next highest branch, climbing as quickly as possible. Tag close on her heels. Unfortunately, the mama bear was close on his heels, close enough to snag his legs and drag him to a certain death. Even though they officially met only moments earlier, Tag didn't hesitate to brace himself by placing his large hand on the derriere of the alien woman above him, hoisting her higher into the tree. He lunged high enough to grab a branch with his left hand, then bent his legs out of the way while pulling his body upward, as an enormous paw reached to swat him, missing only by inches. Tillet glanced down. When Tag wasn't plucked out of the tree, she continued climbing as fast as she could. So did the bear, until one of her cubs signaled distress, and she decided to attend to her family business. Once again on all fours, the family disappeared into the woods, allowing Tag and Tillet an opportunity to finally breathe. Tag looked up at her, and she shot him the universal look. "Buddy, you just grabbed my ass." Tag shrugged, embarrassed. She smiled, picking up on his body language and the expression on his alien face. "Okay, you're off the hook this time, because it was for a good cause." You can imagine, they weren't in any hurry to exit the tree, just in case. One close encounter a day was more than enough, thank you. However, hovering in a tree 20 feet above the forest floor while staring at an interstellar stranger with language issues made things a tad awkward. Tag took a run at it anyway. Well, that was a lively event before breakfast. Kind of woke us up, don't you think? Raised red eyebrows, he knew she didn't understand his comments, but he could have sworn her expression indicated an attitude of, "Really? A bear just about ate us and you give me that?" It suddenly struck him. His new friend wasn't much different from females in his own reality. They just waited for males to utter the next dumb thing which came to mind. Maybe it's a universal truth.